Welcome to the Save the Mermaids podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Blake. And here's your mythology minisode. Mermaid Tale Tuesday.
And we're returning to Northern Australia
today. Oh, you know I've got a soft spot in my heart for Australia.
So these ones, again, I really should just put a disclaimer at the beginning in our little intro that says, like, Chelsea's not a linguist. I literally have no idea what I'm saying ever. I believe it is pronounced Jimerdiwa.
Okay. Jimerdiwa.
Jimerdiwa. It sounds a little French, but I don't know what the
Aboriginal.
Yeah, sorry. So we're just going to go with it. Jimerdiwa. So I know Merid is ocean.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So probably the ocean people or something. Okay. Anyway, so unlike their freshwater Yakky Yak that we talked about, they are in the same region, but these are saltwater mermaids. And way creepier.
Oh.
Yeah. They can never be represented in art and are much, much more sacred. So I like legit, you can't find pictures of these because they're not allowed to be represented. So I think the picture on the back of this is just going to be like the water.
I love that.
I do too.
Ooh, it gives me chills. Okay.
So Native woman Jess Phillips quotes her grandmother talking about them. And she said, quote, she would roll her eyes. She would say, yes, they are mean and ugly. They can take different forms and they are tricky, unquote. The only time you might be able to see one of them is at the beach when you're like under moonlight, which is just so romantic.
Mm.
It made me, when I was researching this, I was like, I need to be at the beach
tonight. Going to Northern Australia to be at the beach.
To be at the beach
on a full moon.
When there's the moon. Yeah. They are said to be cruel, monstrous-looking shapeshifters.
Ooh, wait, yeah. Never mind.
But they have a cool reason.
Okay.
So they're like cruel, but also I get it. They guard the sea and the shore, and they will spread sickness and disease to anyone not taking care of the coasts.
See, the older I get, the more I relate with like Ursula.
Yeah.
And like the angry sea gods and goddesses of stories and legend compared to like, oh, I'm just so excited to just swim around in my tail.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's knock out all the humans if they're bad.
What does Bender say in Futurama? Kill all humans.
No, yeah. No.
That's what these guys are about. But here's the thing. They only will spread sickness and disease if you're not cool.
Yeah. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah. Clean up the ocean.
Don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch. So they are feared, but very, very respected, of course, because they're protecting. They're like the scary teacher. They just want what's best for you, but they're going to yell at you for it.
Yeah.
So the rule, because they're so respected and feared, the rule that you cannot replicate their appearance in art is very, very strong. And I just could not believe I couldn't find a picture of them. I thought it was so cool.
Like, you'd think somewhere someone would have tried.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are pictures, like there are very clearly like, what am I trying to say? Ancient or like
cave painting,
like esque representations of a representation of these guys.
Okay.
But there's no direct,
like, this is.
Yeah.
Did it say what they shapeshift into?
No.
Just they shapeshift.
Just shapeshifters. I'm assuming anything that's going to scare you away.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're lucky, though, like I said, if you go to the beach at night under the moonlight, you might hear their cries or see a glimpse of their tails or the ripples they leave behind. So can you imagine though, like walking down a beach and all of a sudden you look at the ocean just at the right time and you see like a head slip under.
Right.
Ah!
I would, again, world, we won't tell anybody if you let this happen.
I know. That's all we want.
Just each other. I would have to tell you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It would be us, but sorry, listeners, world. Nobody else would know.
Yeah. So yeah. Maybe we have.
Thanks so much for diving in with us today. Please make sure to follow us on Instagram at Save the Mermaids Podcast. Visit our website at www.mermaidconservation.com for all the podcast merch and our eco-friendly favorites. And don't forget to join our Facebook community, Save the Mermaids Podcast Community.
This is where we will post our monthly meetups, share our favorite underwater adventures, and connect with like-minded ocean lovers all over the world.
Until next time, mermaids!